Listen anytime, anywhere to News Talk 1010 Toronto through your Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Jerry Agar continues.
It's nice to have you along. Thanks very much. It's a Friday, and that makes it a touchdowns and fumbles day. So let me give you the question we want you to vote on. Blue Jays pitcher Anthony Bass was made to speak to reporters to apologize for anti-pride posts that he reposted. They weren't actually his posts on social media. Here's what he said.
I made a post that was hurtful to the pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine. And I am truly sorry for that. I just spoke with my teammates and shared with them my actions yesterday. I apologize with them. And as of right now, I'm using the Blue Jays resources to better educate myself, to make better decisions moving forward. The ballpark is for everybody. We include all fans at the ballpark, and we want to welcome everybody. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
So the idea is that the Jays told him to do it. Was that the right communications play under the circumstances? Try and resolve the controversy. If you think so, text the letters TD to 71010, and we'll tell you your vote is a touchdown. TD, just the two letters. Now, if you think the Jays blew it, would have been better not to further highlight the issue, just keep their heads down and get on with baseball, text the word fumble to 71010. That's the full word fumble to 71010. We'll have the vote results when communications expert Bob Reed joins me at 11:50 for touchdowns and fumbles, the communications plays of the week. So I told you earlier this week that I got a call at home from Main Street Research. And, well, they didn't call me, you know, personally. I talked to Keto, and he's going to join me in a minute, but he didn't call me at home. It's the robocalls. That's the style that they're using, and I participated as to who I would vote for and answered their demographic questions, et cetera. And now we have this week's results on the candidates for mayor for the city of Toronto, and Keto Maggie, president and CEO of Main Street Research, joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. I didn't realize you had participated in the poll, but thank you.
Yeah, my guy didn't increase, though.
Well, you know, it is a random sample, so.
Yeah. Because I said on the air who I'm voting for, I wrote a column, I don't know if they've run it yet, in the Toronto Sun, saying that I'm going to vote for Anthony Fury and why, and so that's how I answered with your poll. I'm not a likely voter, I'm a for sure voter, and that's where I'm coming from. But here was a question I was asking someone else that I talked to about polling yesterday, and you should know the answer to this. When I answered the question, Keto, how many people did I effectively represent population-wise?
Geez, well, depending on your age, it's probably somewhere between, you know, 100,000 and 200,000.
All right. But that's the case for everybody, of course. And now, with the latest numbers from last Friday, you saw a little bit of an increase for... Did you see an increase? No, you saw a decrease for Chow, didn't you?
Yeah, Chow was down about 3 points here and from last week, not right around the margin of error. Too early to tell if this is real movement or just noise. But, you know, we did note that Josh Matlow increased at the same time and everybody else more or less stayed flat. Anthony Fury held his number, was up by 0.2%, doing much better among men than among women. Really not much movement, I would say, from last week. I suspect that next week we will see finally, if there is going to be movement of any significant kind in this race, that we will start seeing it next week.
All right, here are the numbers. I'm going to give the numbers here from your latest poll, which came out this morning. Chow at 32%, Bylow at 16, Saunders at 12, Matlow at 10, Fury at 9, Hunter at 7, Bradford at 4, and Brown at 4. It's interesting you have Chloe Brown even involved, but she came up from 2% the week before. When did you decide to add her in?
We added her in at the same time that we added Anthony Fury. What happened is we had set sort of an arbitrary threshold and said if the answer another candidate exceeds 10%, that we would start adding names to the prompted ballot. And we did that about 3 weeks ago. So Anthony Fury and Chloe Brown were added 3 polls ago. This is their third poll. We're going to keep them straight through to the end. because another candidate is sitting at 5% and throwing her back into removing her name would probably put that other candidate close to 10% again. So
how does a guy like a counselor, Anthony Peruzza, how does he get involved?
Yeah, we've polled him a number of times. We did two 15 candidate ballots, one about a month ago and one 2 months ago. And we use that as sort of the guide for anybody who was above 3% in that 15 candidate poll stayed on going forward, in terms of for the prompt. They're still obviously included in that 5%, and no other candidate exceeded like 1.2%.
Okay.
Except for Chloe Brown, that's why we added her back in.
And Anthony Fury. People keep saying, okay, but Olivia Chow was the clear leader in 2014, I think it was, when she ran for mayor. Until then, all of a sudden, it collapsed at the end, and in fact, she came third behind Rob Ford and John Tory. Could you foresee something like that happening, or does this just seem like steady support for Olivia Chow?
Yeah, you know, we polled that race in 2014, and just before Olivia Chow entered the race, we had her leading with around 40% of the vote. And I think John Tory was second, Doug Ford was third. You know, fast forward a couple months after she registered, it automatically kind of went to a three-way tie. And then towards the end, she collapsed down to third place. I'm not sure that that's going to happen this time. I think, you know, although she's the target of all the other candidates, she's much more disciplined in this campaign than she was in 2014, okay. Much more prepared. Her, you know, she's sticking to her message and her narrative much better than she was back in 2014. And you know, it's a by-election. 32% could win it very easily. If you add up the next three candidates, they could beat her. But it's, you know, what we're seeing is that other vote, when it's undecided, it's breaking, and it's not going, a lot of that undecided vote is not going to Chow. But it's splitting among three or four of the other candidates, so no one's really catching her.
Yeah. I think also you're right. Now that we're into June and people are looking at the reality of the fact that this vote is coming, then we may have people pay more attention to the debates. It's been the same people. Some people are writing to me and they're saying, why isn't Anthony Fury in the debates? Well, he was supposed to be in that one yesterday that got canceled because of the threat of violence. There will be more panels and he will be included now in part because of your polling. And whether that can be a game changer or not, people might look at it and go, oh, what's wrong with this guy? Jerry's an idiot to vote for this guy. Or he might handle himself so well in the debates that you could see a difference. On the other hand, you could have more people pay attention and all of them go, no, actually, I kind of like Olivia Chow. She could improve.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it, Jerry. Now that the lawn signs have gone out and the signs on boulevards, we're going to be talking starting next week to a very different audience than we were talking to all along. More people will now be aware because they wake up, they see one of their neighbors has an Olivia Chow sign or whatever. They drive to work, they see a bunch of signs on the way to work or when they go shopping. There's going to be a higher awareness, and that's what I think, if anything, is going to break this deadlock and or change this ballot significantly, it's going to be that there is a general more awareness that this election is happening and it's happening soon. And it's like being at the checkout counter when you go shopping with your kids, right? A lot of people have put Olivia Chow in their basket, but when they get to the cash, are they actually going to pay for it at that point? You know, I'm using that analogy these days. It's right now. It's people are saying yes, and they intend to vote for her, but will they actually vote for her when it's time to pay the bill?
All right, I appreciate it. We'll talk again. Keto Maggie, President and CEO of Main Street Research. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jerry.
Good to have you. Now, coming up, Tony Chapman is going to join me. We'll talk about a few things, but nearly 4,000 people lost their jobs last month in the United States because of AI. Would that be percentage-wise the same thing here? And we'll talk about it coming up on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.